Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Communism and Christmas. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's so important that even though we have religious freedom in America, we never take that for granted, especially when it comes to celebrating Christmas. And you look at decades before in other countries, how they fought to be able to celebrate the birth of Christ.
That's right. As we see the past 4 years in the weaponization of the government against people mm-hmm. of faith, the jailing of pro-lifers, and so many other things, the situations that are now happening between Russia and Ukraine and all the other things that are happening in the world, it is important now that we celebrate Christmas and we don't take it for granted, because historically there has always been this war against Christmas, because there's this spiritual battle mm-hmm. against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before Ronald Reagan became president in 1981, he gave more than 1,000 radio daily broadcasts from 1975 to 1979, including one in which he shared a story about the history of Christmas before and after communism in Ukraine, where a dangerous and costly war now rages. In an effort to resist the country's Christians, communist leaders secularized a favorite Ukrainian Christmas carol, Nova Radostala, Joyous News Has Come to Us, is the name of it in translation.
And, you know, let me just stop you there. That is one of the tactics, and you see that happening, especially around Christmas. They want to secularize everything to erase Christ from his own birthday celebration.
That's the reason why it's so important not to turn a blind eye to what you right. see in the retail stores
right.
when they want to rename a Christmas tree to a holiday tree.
Happy holidays or winter holidays or
celebrate
whatever.
Everything else, Hanukkah, whatever right. they want to celebrate, but then they censor Christmas.
Right, and you know, granted, he wasn't exactly born on December 25th, but that's when we celebrate his birth. And so to take him out of his own celebration is blasphemous.
Well, and that's what secularism / communism does, is it doesn't like the fact of celebrating or acknowledging Jesus Christ.
Right. Satan hates that.
And so communists, as they came into Ukraine, did the same thing with Christians. So this original song, Joyous News Has Come to Us, the translation being, began with these words, quote, "The joyous news has come, which never was before. Over a cave above a manger, a bright star has lit the world, where Jesus was born from a virgin maiden." That was some of the words of the song. Communists feared the public outcry that would follow a complete ban on Christmas. So what they did was they began to slowly secularize the holiday. The first rewrite of the song began as this: "The joyous news has come, which never was before." And here's where they modify it. "A red star with five tails has brightly lit the world."
And what is that a symbol of?
That's communism.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second rewrite went a little bit further as they continued down this path, sort of boiling the frog, if you will, mm-hmm. slowly. "The joyous news has come, which never was before. Long-awaited star of freedom lit the skies in October." That is, of course, the month of the revolution. "Where formerly lived the kings and had the roots their nobles, there today with simple folks, Lenin's glory hovers."
Lenin's glory.
So you see, they took a Christian song, they kept the same first part of the stanza, then they added the red star, then they did the modification again, kept the same first stanza. They were more specific about the star. They then added the month of October. And then, along with the kings and nobles, mm-hmm. they added Lenin and his glory hovers. Well, the former Soviet Union eventually began banning Christmas commemorations. St. Nicholas was replaced with Dead Moroz, or Grandfather Cross. The Stalinist creation wears a red cap and long white beard of Santa Claus, but he delivers gifts to children on New Year's Eve. Christmas trees were also banned but people continued to trim their New Year's trees, communism folded all Christmas celebrations into a New Year's celebration. And then Christians in the former Soviet Union exhibited bravery, however, and courage in confronting communism's anti-Christmas campaign. One person recalled how the young people would go out in the streets and sing Christmas carols, knowing that if the police heard them, they would be arrested in communist Romania. There's a pastor there, a Roman Catholic priest. He delivered a sermon in 1983 protesting that December 25 had been declared a work day instead of a holiday. The next day, this Catholic priest was arrested by secret police, beaten, and imprisoned, and then he died. You know, this is communist Romania. This is where Harry Mihet, who lived with his father, and at the age of 12, he was there in the city where the revolution took place, and his first day of freedom was Christmas Day, right. December 25.
But you have to see, these dictators are threatened by the thought that people would actually worship God. They would worship Jesus Christ on the day that we celebrate his birth. That's what this is all about.
That's what it's all about, for sure. And, you know, outside and inside the Iron Curtain, you have Ukrainians, for example. They never stopped singing. Mm-hmm. We beg you, O Lord, we pray to you today. Grant us freedom. Return glory to our mother Ukraine. Reagan ended his broadcast with, quote, I guess we all hope their prayer is answered, close quote. Well, the secularization of Christmas, though, Holly, is nothing new. I mean, we see this, for example, in Marxist countries. We see it in our own country here in the United States with nativity scenes and eliminating green and red.
We have to fight every year. You know, there's some examples that come up where people don't want nativity scenes on government property, where schools are trying to censor Christ from their celebration. It happens every year.
Yeah. And in North Korea, we've seen, for example, Christians have been, Christmas has been banned entirely for decades. The state suppresses Christmas expressions with severe penalties, including imprisonment, torture, and even execution. Many North Koreans have no idea about Jesus Christ. Underground Christians, they have to celebrate in secret. Instead of Christmas, the North Korean regimes have celebrated the birthday of their leaders, Kim Jong-il's mother, or Kim Jong II's mother, I should say. And this deliberate elimination of Christmas supplants religious devotion with loyalty to the ruling family. Also in China, religion is heavily regulated and Christmas is largely suppressed. We see also in Cuba, Christmas was banned from 1969 to 1997. Cuba's government rather wanted Cubans to celebrate secular revolutionary holidays. Fidel Castro, when he was alive, he reinstated Christmas after Pope John Paul II visited Cuba and requested that he do so today, even though Christmas is officially recognized. Public religious expression remains subdued in many areas due to some of the repressive regime.
And, you know, I see this even in America, that Christmas has become such a commercialized shopping event, and it's so easy to get into the stress and the hustle and bustle instead of pointing to the actual reason that the Son of God came down in human flesh to live among us, to save us for eternity. I think we get so caught up in all the hustle and bustle that we forget about that.
Yes, and if you look at, you know, we started our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign many years ago, and that was designed to educate or litigate when necessary to make sure the real essence of Christmas is not censored in the public square, also in some of the employment markets. But then around 2003, the censorship of Christmas entered the retail market. Christmas trees were renamed holiday trees. Christmas decorations were referred to as holiday decorations or holiday lights. That's when Liberty Council launched our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. And that is something that has had a huge impact on the retail market. Mm-hmm. And some people say, well, why is that so important? You know, why is it important when you go into a store and you have a wreath and it's called Christmas wreath or Christmas lights? Because, you know, they have Hanukkah, they have Kwanzaa, but then they don't have anything regarding Christmas. And that was a trend that started in 2003, right, and maybe even a little before, but that's when we launched our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. And the reason is because if you just allow that to happen, as we've seen historically in these communist countries, you then impose this secularization that ultimately becomes law. If you get used to the secularization, that practice actually ends up as policy and eventually law.
Yeah, you cannot turn a blind eye on this because, again, this is about Jesus. It's about celebrating him. And it's so important. It's what the whole reason is. But we so easily get distracted with all the other stuff going on. We have to get back to the basics of celebrating, worshiping him every day, much less on this specific holiday.
It's a great time of the year to celebrate, and people are in the celebratory mood to be able to really celebrate the real reason.
Read the gospel
for the season. Absolutely.
Yeah.
For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.